The reason why we took the vote now is because we've been trying for almost 8 years to come up with a fair and equitable contract for the 1,100 members that we represent at the Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority. And we have not been able to get anywhere close to come up with a fair contract.
And with no negotiation meeting currently scheduled, Union President Vince Crean says some 60% of membership participated in the no-confidence vote. The results will be sent to the governor. Crean says one sticking point is a pay raise.
And to start as a bus driver now is $12.95 an hour. To have the responsibility of driving a 40-foot bus with over 50 lives on it. It's very well underpaid.
He says the other issue is health care. NFTA spokesman Doug Hartmeyer says the agency currently pays the health insurance of union members and now wants drivers to contribute.
We would like nothing more than to have an agreement. Yesterday, as I said, for the hard-working men and women of the ATU, we've had an offer on the table since 4 months ago with no response, not a rejection, not an acceptance, let's sit down and meet, no word from the ATU.
Hartmeyer says the NFTA has negotiated 18 collective bargaining contracts with its 13 unions over the last 8 years, but the Amalgamated Transit Union has been particularly difficult because of the communication breakdown. Crean says the small pay raise offered would not cover the health insurance contribution the NFTA is asking for. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.